Hello, everyone. I'm Pat Norman, and I welcome you to the September 26th, 2024 episode of Free Pod. As always, we are proud to bring you this short weekly podcast with the help of a large volunteer group dedicated to providing objective news that's specific to our community.
Hi, everybody. I'm Tim Connors, and we want to remind you that any photos, phone numbers, or website addresses can always be found in the print version of our newscast on the FreePod website at www.freepod.org if you don't have a pencil handy during the newscast. Now, let's get started on the local news you've been missing. Early voting for the 2024 November elections began last Thursday, September 19th, in the lower level of the Stewart Center at 50 West Douglas Street in Freeport. Voting is open from 8:30 to 4:30 Monday through Friday, and will also be available on Saturday, November 2nd, the Saturday before Election Day, from 9 a.m. to 12 a.m. In case you missed it, the FreePod in-depth interview last Tuesday, September 17th, was with Stephenson County Clerk Jasmine Wingert, who provided lots of information about voting this year. It's available on our website for another listen anytime. FreePod is also inviting candidates for all contested regional positions to provide their answers to our 5 questions in 5 minutes questionnaire. This questionnaire is designed to provide an apples-to-apples comparison on the same 5 questions of importance to the area in order to help local voters easily understand their positions. We'll let you know when their responses are posted on our website in early October.
The City of Freeport is seeking $4 million in funds from the Illinois Transportation Enhancement Program through the Illinois Department of Transportation for pedestrian bicycle facilities. The city is responsible for securing local matching funds and/or in-kind services for 20% of the costs for utility relocations, engineering, and construction, with the remaining 80% of the costs to be funded through the Transportation Enhancement Program. At a recent city council meeting, the city affirmed its commitment to $1 million in local support for the 20% match and is submitting a request to the program for the remaining $3 million. If successful, the grant would bring many more bike paths and pedestrian walkways to Freeport. As an update to the street work occurring simultaneously in many parts of Freeport, the city confirmed that crews are very busy right now with State Avenue, South Chicago Avenue, and West Iroquois Street, all being done at the same time. More information on progress and detours can be found on the city's Facebook page and website.
As you may have seen on local television, the 333rd National Guard Military Police Unit based in Freeport has been deployed to active duty as of this past week. About 62 members of the 333rd unit are headed to Fort Greely near Fairbanks, Alaska, after a send-off ceremony at the Masonic Temple in downtown Freeport late last week. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker attended the event to help wish the troops well on their mission. The unit could be gone up to a year, and its mission will be to help protect nuclear missiles, since Fort Greely is a launch site for the military. Photos from the City of Freeport website are included in the print version of this newscast at our website.
Arts Midwest is bringing the Latin pop music of La Dama to Freeport as part of the Arts Midwest World Fest. La Dama will perform at the Masonic Temple this Saturday, September 28th at 7 o'clock p.m. with tickets at just $10. Members of the Freeport Art Museum do receive a discount. La Dama is an ensemble of female musicians from across the Americas who write and arrange original music influenced by music from their respective countries of Colombia, Brazil, and Venezuela. As well as performing as a touring band, La Dama strives to engage youth in the process of music making, composition, and audio production through collaboration and performance workshops. With rhythm and percussion driving their original compositions sung in Spanish, Portuguese, and English, they combine disparate traditional roots music with pop. Saturday's concert is the capstone for their week-long residency in Freeport, in which La Dama offered workshops for local schools and organizations. La Dama's visit to Freeport is made possible by a partnership between Arts Midwest, the National Endowment for the Arts, the Illinois Arts Council Agency, and the Freeport Art Museum. As one of six nonprofit United States regional arts organizations, Arts Midwest celebrates Midwestern creativity across Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Michigan, Minnesota, North Dakota, Ohio, South Dakota, Wisconsin, and the Native nations that share this geography.
Never mind spring cleaning. You can clear out almost all of your recyclables at a large recycling event this Saturday. Northwest Illinois residents and businesses are invited to a recycling collection Saturday, September 28th from 9 a.m. to noon at the Carroll County Highway Department just off Route 52 and 64 at 10735 Mill Road in Mount Carroll. Many items will be accepted for free, including small electronic items such as computers, VCRs, printers, mice, phones, copiers, and cell phones. Small household appliances accepted at no charge include vacuums, toasters, drills, hair dryers, and more. Small and large metal items are eligible for drop-off for free too, including bicycles, metal cabinets, garden tractors, metal furniture, outdoor grills, and similar objects. Electronics with any kind of screen will be collected for $25 fee per item, and large household appliances such as refrigerators, washer and dryers, stove and microwaves will be collected for $10 each. Other items will be accepted for small fees of less than $5, including car and standard light truck tires and small tires like those for ATVs and lawnmowers, and rechargeable and power unit batteries as well as standard batteries. Large lead acid batteries will be accepted for free. Unwanted prescription medications will also be collected free, although no sharps will be accepted. Paper shredding is not available, and no paint or household hazardous waste items will be accepted. The event has been organized by the Joe Carroll Solid Waste Agency. For more information or questions, please contact Mark Madick at 815-718-0238. That's 815-718-0238 or mwmaidak@gmail.com.
Voices of Stevenson County is accepting registrations for its first pickleball tournament, one of many activities the organization is planning to mark October's designation as Domestic Violence Awareness Month. Registrations are due Saturday, October 5th, for the Round Robin Pickleball Tournament that will be held on Saturday, October 19th, and can be done via a QR code on Voices' Facebook page. The tournament is open to players of all skill levels. It kicks off with a pickleball basic session at 8 o'clock a.m., with playing beginning at 10 a.m. Cost is $30 per player. Information about domestic violence will be available throughout the event. The tournament will be held at the Crepe Park Pickleball Courts in Freeport. According to Voices Executive Director Beth Maskell, they've received a great response to the tournament so far and look forward to a full field of competitors.
Hey, dude, hold on to your hoverboards this weekend at the Winnishick Playhouse with a laugh-out-loud parody called Back to the 80s. This time-traveling tale tells the story of modern teen Mary Fitzfry, who gets sent back in time by an eccentric professor and finds herself in the middle of a totally tubular cavalcade of 80s pop culture. There's a lot of familiar faces, from the teens in breakfast time detention to dancing zombies and the guys chasing ghosts. But the biggest surprise of all is Mary's own protective mom as a teen. Turns out she's actually kind of red. But thanks to Mary's time travel, she's in trouble. Can Mary make things right? Take in a performance at 7 o'clock p.m. tomorrow or Saturday night, the 28th of September at 7 o'clock p.m. and see how things turn out. Tickets can be reserved online at www.winneshikplayers.org.
Come to the Freeport Public Library on Monday, September 30th at 6:30 p.m. to watch national performer Duffy Hudson channel the great Harry Houdini as he shares the secrets of his success, his obsession with magic and the occult, and the amazing stunts that drove him to an early grave. Will the show include escapes and magic? Of course it will. Will the show captivate the young, the old, and everyone in between? Of course it will. Will the show reveal all of Houdini's secrets? Well, you will have to watch, won't you? The public is invited to this free event, and no registration is required. Come to the library at 100 East Douglas Street in Freeport on Monday at 6:30 for a magical performance.
The Northwest Illinois Nonprofit Alliance, known by the acronym NINA, is hosting the Thrive Nonprofit Leadership Forum on Friday, October 11th at the Stevenson County Farm Bureau. Registration for the forum is due by next Friday, October 4th, and can be done at www.ninastrong.org/thrive. This full-day event is designed for nonprofit leadership, including CEOs, executive directors, assistant directors, board members, and even aspiring nonprofit leadership. Sessions will empower leaders in areas including strategic partnerships, marketing, and much more. Attendees will walk away with ideas, tools, and strategies that can be implemented into their organizations. The symposium begins with check-in at 8 o'clock a.m. on the 11th, with sessions scheduled from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Cost is $50 per person and includes lunch and snacks. The Stevenson County Farm Bureau is located at 210 West Spring in Freeport. The Northwest Illinois Nonprofit Alliance is a free membership-based program of the Foundation for Northwest Illinois that offers training, access to resources, and networking opportunities to its members. It is supported and staffed by the Foundation for Northwest Illinois and its volunteers.
Another workshop of interest to Freeport businesses is being presented next Tuesday, October 1st, by the Greater Freeport Partnership and Illinois Main Street. The Upstairs Downtown Workshop will run from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. next Tuesday at the Exchange at 223 South Chicago Avenue. The event will provide insights into revitalizing underutilized assets and buildings for a more robust downtown. Speakers include Fellow of the American Institute of Architects, Mike Jackson, Illinois Main Street Director, Eric Reeder, and Dan Carmody of Carmody Consulting, who has led award-winning nonprofit community development organizations in Rock Island, Fort Wayne, and Detroit. For more information, contact the Greater Freeport Partnership at 815-233-6301. That's 815-233-6301.
A popular annual event is coming up next Saturday, October 5th, from noon to 4 o'clock p.m. at the Oakdale Nature Preserve Park off Baileyville Road, just south of Freeport. The Oakdale Fall Festival offers family-friendly activities with wagon rides, trails to explore, a scavenger hunt, guided nature walks, fireside chats, live music, a hay maze, pumpkin painting, food trucks, and fall treats. Most activities are free, with other items such as refreshments available for purchase. Many people planning to attend the festival may also want to participate in the Autumn Leaf Run at 9 o'clock a.m. that morning. The 5K trail for this run winds through wide tree-lined trails, moderate hills, prairie areas, bridge crossings, and several single-track trail sections. The start and finish lines are in close proximity, and the race will be timed using a chip timing system. All proceeds go to the Freeport Parks Foundation for upcoming projects at Oakdale Nature Preserve. Early registration for the run, which includes a t-shirt, is due by Wednesday, October 2nd, and is $25. Registration from 7 to 8:30 a.m. on the day of the race is also available for $35, although a t-shirt cannot be guaranteed. Register online at www.freeportparkdistrict.org. See you in the woods next Saturday.
Don't forget that free concert with nationally renowned songwriter, recording artist, performer, and educator Carrie Newcomer that we mentioned last week. The music begins at 7 o'clock p.m. tonight at the Highland Community College Student Conference Center. Doors open at 6 o'clock p.m. The Northwest Illinois Audubon Society and an anonymous donor are sponsoring the event.
Next Wednesday, October 2nd, head downtown for the next movies in the Lindo Theater's Select Picks Classic Film Series. Yes, we said movies! Plural! Starting off the month of Halloween in vintage spooky style, Select Picks presents Frankenstein, double feature of the 1935 film Bride of Frankenstein, starring Boris Karloff and Elsa Lanchester, and 1948's Abbott and Costello Meet Frankenstein. The double features begin Wednesday at 1 and 7 p.m. at regular ticket prices. 2024 is the 14th year for this popular film series hosted by Ed Finch and Alan Wenzel at the Lindo Theater in Freeport.
And now, for a special treat, let's hear from our three local craft breweries who are looking forward to the Pretzel City Brewfest this Saturday. Freepod and Timbuktu host Tim Connors visits with these folks from Wishful Acres Farm and Brewery, Lena Brewing Company, and Generations Brewery.
I am at Wishful Acres Farm and Brewery with my friends Nate and Penny Peterson.
You two are the golden keg this year at the Brewfest, which is wonderful. And I know you're not going to give me the name of it. I know I've already been told that. I get that. But I think from the how long does it take from beginning until end to come up with a new beer, say for Brewfest or say for here?
I would say you're very talented with that. This is where Nate's talent really shines through. He loves to brew beer. I mean, we're passionate about what we do because we love it. I mean, his favorite day of the week is when he gets to be in here on a Monday or Tuesday and brew beer. So I would say, and I'll let him speak for himself, but I would say it actually comes fairly easy to him. Now you can talk about how you kind of come up with a brew, but it's his fun time, I guess.
Yeah. How long would it take? Doesn't take a whole lot of time. I would say maybe it depends on the research. So maybe I would give it like 3-4 weeks of research, depending upon the style. If I'm familiar with that style, it doesn't take long at all. I like to experiment with new hops. I love to experiment with new grain. New grains don't always come around, but new hops are always coming around. So that makes it easier when you're experimenting. And then sometimes they don't always go the way you want, and it kind of goes sideways, not meaning that it goes off, but it's just not the flavor I was going for. So you have to kind of like, you have to do a couple of pilot batches to make sure you're getting where you're going. And then from there you can go ahead. But I would say probably takes a couple of months to get a new recipe put together that you're really happy with.
I am at one of my favorite spots in Northwestern Illinois. I am at Lena Brewing Company, with Katie Quitschreiber, who has been a friend of ours for a long time, especially with Pretzel City Brewfest. Hi, Katie. How are you?
Hey, good, Tim. How are you?
Good. Thank you so much for being on FreePod today. Pretzel City Brewfest is coming up, and Lena Brewing Company has been a staple at Brewfest since we've started. Why is it important for you guys to be down at Pretzel City Brewfest?
Well, one, I mean, it's just a darn good time. And I think it's really important to get out there and just kind of see what everybody else is doing and showcase what you've been working hard on all year.
So do you have any idea yet what beers you're going to have down at Pretzel City Brewfest?
I do. So we are bringing our Oktoberfest, which is a Marzen style lager that just seems to be getting better and better every batch that we make. We are also bringing our Drunkelberry, which is a black raspberry Dunkelweizen, which is a dark wheat beer. That's definitely a year-round fan favorite for LBC. We are bringing our Northern Lights Belgian White, which is a Saison style beer. And then we're also bringing our Yard Pimp IPA.
That sounds wonderful. Now, we're also going to have some Lena Brewing Company merch that we're going to be giving out with our games that we're playing there and so on. Are you bringing any other merch down with you, or are you just bringing beer?
Yeah, so we're donating some merch for prizes, but we'll also have merch available for sale in our booth. So definitely swing by and come see us. We're going to have some baseball tees, some T-shirts, some hats, some hoodies, weather dependent. So yeah, it'll be a good time.
And sometimes we need the hoodies.
We might.
And sometimes we take the hoodies off in a heartbeat. Timbuktu is at one of his favorite spots in Freeport. He's at Generations Brewing Company, and I'm here with owner and brewmaster Stephen Winter of Generations. Hi, Stephen.
Good morning, Tim.
Stephen, Pretzel City Brewfest is on its way, and from the beginning, Generations has been such a major part of Pretzel City Brewfest. Why is it so important, not only to you, but to our community?
Well, great question. It's a lot of just how we wanted to design and build our business, of reviving the heritage of the brewing industry that was in Freeport. We started the year Brewfest started as well. We were there the very first year selling T-shirts, as we were still in the middle of building the facility, our production brewery. And since day one, this is how we want our community to look and support this kind of industry and fun things to do.
You bring so much fun and excitement and enjoyment to Brewfest. Can you give me some hints or give me some fun things? What's going to happen this year?
Yeah. So we'll bring all of our, you know, core and classic beers, along with a few seasonals. We have a special release that'll be happening that I'm going to keep a secret till the day of. So there's always that good, fun surprise. The whole team, our whole team basically gets to come down and enjoy the day, whether they're helping out or just enjoying the moment, to get to share with everybody. And it's always just a blast.
And as you said, you will have merch.
Absolutely.
Of course, you'll have merch.
Sounds like downtown Freeport will be brewing up plenty of excitement on Saturday. And by the way, it's like my second Christmas. Suds will be flowing from 1 to 4, but if you're a VIP ticket owner, you get to go at noon. It's on Chicago Avenue by the Wagner House. There are more than 150 different kinds of beers that will be available to sample from area microbreweries during the event. Tickets are $40 for 20 tasting tickets and a souvenir glass. VIP tickets are $75 and include entry 1 hour early. There's also 30 tasting tickets, a t-shirt, a souvenir glass, and VIP area with food from Hilldale Deli. Contact the Greater Freeport Partnership at 815-233-1350 or www.greaterfreeportpartnership.com to buy tickets. I do know there's only a couple VIP tickets left. For a more comprehensive listing on many more fun events and activities throughout Stevenson County, visit the Greater Freeport Partnership website at www.greaterfreeport.com and click on Weekly Events.
In closing, we're happy to share that next week's Tuesday in-depth interview will be FreePod and Tim Beck II host Tim Connors talking with Dr. Anna Alvarado, Superintendent of Schools for Freeport School District 145, about plans and challenges for the 2024-25 school year. This conversation will post at noon on Tuesday, October the 1st.
With that, time's up for this week, but tune in again next week for more about Freeport businesses, city plans and progress, area rewards and recognition, local impacts related to state and national news, and more. As we say each week, FreePod couldn't come to you without the help of many local supporters. We're especially appreciative for the Mass Communications Department at Highland Community College for producing this podcast, as well as our many liaisons and reporters for the time they volunteer to bring the news to you. Thank you, Highland and Team FreePod. If you have story suggestions or would like to make a tax-deductible contribution to support FreePod, visit our website at www.freepod.org. And don't forget, we're also on WNIJ NPR, and you can get there, the northernpublicradio.org. That's northernpublicradio.org. Again, I'm Tim Connors here with the best in the business, Pat Norman, and we hope you'll check back next week for more news you've been missing. Thank you for listening.